So I got an email over the weekend from Richard that said, bottom line, keep it real. So let's go for that. So I just want to share a little bit with you about my story. And basically, the main thing I want to talk about is the fact that my call to pursue justice. I work for this organization, International Justice Mission, and we work on crimes like sex trafficking, slavery around the world, all different forms of violent injustice, and we're looking to bring transformation to entire systems that are breeding injustice on the people who are most marginalized and vulnerable in our world today. And we do that through one-by-one rescue and work with the local police. So that's what I do now. But as I look back over the past decade, what I've come to realize is that my call to do this work that I'm doing now actually began before I ever knew I had any desire to do anything about justice. And it actually began before I even knew that modern-day slavery existed. And the reason I can say that my call to justice started before I even really even knew that God had a heartbeat for justice is because I now realize that that call to justice started the first moment that I realized I had a call to serve the church locally and the church globally. And so when I discovered that call, that was when I was in college, and what I realized was that I just had this heart for revival, and what I wanted to see was renewal in all the parts of the church that had started dying, or the parts that had even just grown completely cold or dead. I just wanted God to use me in some way to bring new life and a new understanding of the gospel. And it's kind of a long story, but I knew that the first step in that call was for me to go to seminary and to immerse myself in theology and understanding of the church globally. And one very ordinary day at seminary, I walked out of the cafeteria and I saw a poster. Just right after lunch, walking down the hallway, there's a poster and it said two things. It said, slavery is alive. And then it said, rape for profit must be stopped. And those were two realities I had no idea about. Didn't know there was a global slave trade that's bigger than most anything we've ever seen in history. And I also didn't know that there was such a thing as an industry and rape for profit. And it's kind of like what Chris said earlier. At that moment, and over the next several months and the next year, as I started to dig into this issue, it was like the scales fell off of my eyes. All the ways that I had been reading scripture about oppression and freedom and breaking chains and applying those in a much more metaphorical way became literal. I realized there were literal chains. And that didn't mean that the truth of what God had done in me and the reconciliation, the freedom he'd brought in my own life wasn't just as real and important, but this reality of, and there are literal chains. Like, I have been set free to bring freedom to others who are literally locked in slavery. And so one of my passions over the past decade has been to see the church live this call to justice, to realize that justice is actually rooted in the character of God, and it's central to our mission. It's not a tangent. It's not to the side of the gospel. It's actually at the heartbeat of the gospel and what Jesus says he came to do. And in the past, especially the last 5 years, there's been this huge growth in the church in terms of excitement and a passion for justice, and that has been awesome to see. And at the same time, what I've started to now realize that my ongoing passion is to see deeper roots to that new passion that has started to come up. One of my greatest concerns is to see what can all too often just be a temporary sensationalism by these stories that are shocking to us, not just fade away, but to actually gain just a depth that comes from our formation in Christ, so that when we hear shocking stories about what's happening to people around the world and stories of deep suffering, we're able to respond from our own formation, how we have been formed in Christ, and not from our own ideas and energies that wear out just all too easily. And so one of the things that has just become very clear to me, even in the past month, I would have to say, in my own walk with the Lord, is that things like justice. We can start to see them, these things flourishing in the church, like seeing rescue start to happen, seeing people start to get passionate about it. But it can become this fruit that flourishes, and then we look back and realize that the vine isn't Christ. And the fruit will die on the vine. And that has just become very real to me as I've been in this work of justice for years and have started to realize the very subtle ways that we can start to do it on our own power and the way that we can become exhausted because we aren't connected to the true vine. And something happened about 2 months ago for me where I started to experience new life. And it was through one of my colleagues talking with me, praying with me, and realizing that there are just foundations to our faith that can never be left. The speaking the word of God aloud to ourselves and to each other daily. When you get stuck in a moment at work or whatever your calling might be, stepping out of it right at that moment and going back to the word, going to prayer, finding someone to go with you, worshiping in the middle of wherever you are, just calling out the name of God. These very simple practices have brought this life to me that God has shown me. In the past couple of months, he said, this is a new song that I have given you. This is a new song that this will be what will take you into the next season of pursuing the justice that I love so much. And you can't do this without this song that I'm giving you. And I had a moment this week where I woke up, and I'll close with this, but I woke up and I was just a wreck. With all of the things that I used to struggle with, just the anxieties and the fears and the things that would overcome me and make me start to feel paralyzed were like descending back on me. And I could barely get out of bed. And I just said to God, I said, God, what happened to my new song? You said I had a new song. And it was just a few weeks ago. Where's my new song? And like without skipping a beat, God said, you have to sing it. You sing it new every day. You sing it to yourself, and then you sing it to each other, and you give it to whomever I put in your path to give it to, and it flourishes. So that's what I want to share with you.